Well, a good resume is helpful, maybe even essential when you're on the hunt for a job. Cliff Flamer can help you with that. He's owner of Brightside Resumes in the Bay Area. They offer career counseling and resume writing, help with job coaching, that kind of thing. And Cliff, how do you go about finding a job? What's the right way to find a job, or at least to get in the door for an interview these days?
You have to start by looking at yourself. So you have to look inward. A lot of people just jump at the job boards, go to a Simply Hired or an Indeed and start looking. And you actually want to stop and look at yourself and figure out what are my points of value that I have to offer and get very clear on that and have very specific stories, evidence-backed stories that you can do the job, that you're good at that.
So it's not just what kind of job do you want, but what do you bring to the table as an employee?
That's right. And if you actually truly feel like you're good at something, like you have something to offer, your confidence comes through, your passion comes through, and you're more likely to keep somebody's ear.
In this kind of market, though, it must be hard just to get to the point of finding someone's ear. I mean, there's so many applicants per job, would be my guess, especially for sort of middle-level jobs. So how do you break through?
You have to take the perspective of the employer to be successful in your job search. You have to think about what their needs are, what their frustrations are, so you can address them directly, either in a one-to-one conversation or through posting your resume or sending a cover letter or whatever the case may be. In terms of making things happen, you have to create your own luck. You have to create opportunities. And a lot of people just call this networking. I try to avoid the N-word whenever I can, because people for some reason don't like to network. Once I say that, they kind of shut down when I'm working with clients. I think we all get stuck behind job boards. Everything's done online, but you have to get out.
So when you say get out, what do you mean?
Going to conferences, trying to pick up an internship, holding an interview, even an informal interview with a friend or friend of a friend, perhaps joining an organization, even doing something like taking a tour of a facility or of a plant if it's in your line of work. For example, if you're interested in solar panel manufacturing and you wanted to sell it, it wouldn't be a bad idea to go, slip in and do a tour. You might not get a job that way, but you're also going to kind of build up your skill set.
We're short on time, but give us, leave us with another idea or two that real people can really use when they hear this.
One idea you can do is kind of flip a seemingly irrelevant experience into a strength. I could actually use you, Scott, an example for this.
Okay.
I did my homework on you.
All right.
You had a little dog leg in your career. You left and went into politics, right? In
the late 80s. Yes, I did.
And then came back. And a lot of times people would say, well, I better kind of cover that up and let's just stick to the relevant material. But I'm sure you could come up with a parallel, some skill you picked up in politics that people in your field don't have because they didn't do politics. So you can weave that into your story, become a more memorable candidate, and be able to talk about your entire work history. So that's one thing you could do. Can I go with one more?
One more, sure.
I can't stop myself here. So you have companies struggling, merging, disappearing, evaporating. You want to look at how did you help out in the past? How did you pitch in? So when the company was shrinking and you were afraid of losing your job, how did you, did you do triple the workload? How did you step in and do something about it? Did you find ways to cut costs? And did you just survive the rounds of layoffs? Because that says something in itself, that you're of value if you survive. Hey, the first two, but maybe not the third.
So you got to sell yourself.
Well, you do have to sell yourself.
Sounds like you're pretty good at
that. You got to believe in yourself first.
All right. Cliff Flamer, he is the owner of Brightside Resumes in the Bay Area. Cliff, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for having me.